USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Officials are assessing the damage from Hurricane Ian, which came onshore near Fort Myers, Florida. Neighborhoods up and down the west coast are flooded, and search and rescue teams are out trying to rescue those who were trapped in their homes. The storm also brought flooding to the Orlando area. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell said that her teams are out and have the capability to rescue people from the air as well as the ground. An update from this Thursday morning on Ian in Florida from Governor Ron DeSantis. Ian hit land near Fort Myers as a Category 4 storm. More than 2 million customers are without power. Here's Florida Division of Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie.
The storm still poses a major threat to the state, including Central Florida right now and Northeast Florida.
The police chief in Redding, California, last year increased signing bonuses to $7,500 from $5,000 to attract new recruits. Well, that plan didn't work. So this year, Chief Bill Shuler raised that offer to $40,000, more than half of an entire year's starting salary at that agency. The outsized bonus was necessary, he said, to recruit experienced officers in a line of work that has lost its popularity. Law enforcement agencies across the U.S. have said they're facing staffing shortages as resignations and retirements rise. After nationwide protests over the 2020 murder of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer, Mr. Shuler said the negative attention brought to law enforcement really started people thinking that maybe this isn't the job for me. An election worker in a western Michigan town had been charged with two felonies after allegedly inserting a flash drive into a computer containing confidential voter registration data during an election in August. This is USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
Hollywood star Arnold Schwarzenegger vowed to fight hate during a visit to the Nazi death camp Auschwitz.
And I was the son of a man that fought in the Nazi war and was a soldier. And one generation later, here we are. We both fight prejudice and hatred and discrimination. All of the things we are fighting together, and we are working together on that. So this is what unites us here today.
Schwarzenegger visited the site of the former German Nazi death camp on Wednesday, vowing to fight against hatred and discrimination and promising organizers that, quote, I'll be back. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump are resisting a federal judge's instruction to submit a sworn declaration on whether they believe the government's list of property taken from Trump's Florida estate at Mar-a-Lago is accurate. According to a letter publicly filed by Trump's lawyers on Wednesday, the former president's legal team told senior U.S. Judge Raymond Deary, who is reviewing the materials taken in the federal raid of the Florida property, that they don't believe Deary has the authority to require them to make such a filing. NATO vows to fight back.
NATO announced Thursday it would retaliate for any attacks on the critical infrastructure of its 30 member countries, as it suggested that damage to the Nord Stream gas pipelines off Denmark and Sweden in international waters is the result of sabotage. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.